Lisa, good morning. Thanks so much for the time today.
Good morning, Chris. It's my pleasure to be here, especially on such a special day as we celebrate that 113th birthday.
It's amazing. I really appreciate the time. Can you give us a little bit of the history of the Girl Scouts and the 113 years of the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, right, March 12th commemorates the day in 1912 when our founder, Juliet Gordon Lowe, registered those first 18 Girl Scouts in Savannah, Georgia. And ever since, we've been true to our mission of building girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place.
That's amazing stuff. Most of us think about those cookies that are sold this time of the year. But what are some of the other things you want people to know about the mission of the Girl Scouts outside of giving us all those cookies?
Yeah, thank you. We provide that safe and fun environment to build the girls' confidence and equip them with the skills to thrive so they can truly be their best selves. We're actually serving girls from kindergarten through 12th grade, and we're one of 111 councils nationwide. Just our council serves over 17,000 girl members and over 26,000 members in our 41 counties.
Wow.
And the Girl Scouts are immersing themselves in those program pillars of STEM, life skills, and we've got a badge for everything, and entrepreneurship and outdoors. So they're learning everything from sailing, rock climbing, archery, knot tying, to robotics, coding, public speaking, and entrepreneurship. That cookie program does so much more. There's such great tasty treats, but they're also building, goal setting, money management, people skills, skills that are foundational for their leadership success.
How much have these programs and just the Girl Scouts in general evolved over time? Maybe as our society and technology has changed, the Girl Scouts, I imagine, have adapted too.
Yeah, with over the 100 years of research and understanding, you can imagine when you think about the development of young women from over 100 years ago to today. And so what their interests are, Girl Scouts have stayed at the pace of those interests and where they're looking to go. So you're looking at the fact that introduction of coding, robotics, for Girl Scouts that are starting at 5, 6, and 7 years of age.
Wow.
And then the outdoor experiences, really wanting to make sure that we're meeting them where they are. So the evolution from canoeing to kayaking to sailing to paddle boarding, everything keeps evolving and meeting the Girl Scouts with their interests. We went from archery to axe throwing. So there's a little something for everyone.
Visiting with Lisa Jones, who is the CEO of the Girl Scouts of the North Carolina Coastal Pines. I'm curious what you hear from maybe older women now who were Girl Scouts and now come and talk to you about the impact that being a Girl Scout had on their life growing up.
Well, it's one of my favorite conversations, right? You start having the discussion about what they did and what their memories are, and then I'll ask them to go back and look at their vest and say, do you see a badge or a patch from the actual career you are now in? And so, like, a meteorologist told me, she goes, I forgot that there were weather patches. Like, there's actual badges in weather. Also, in addition to that, I had a panelist come and speak for one of our activities and events. And her mom reminded her that her first exposure to computer science was actually Girl Scouts. And now she's a VP of a leading computer engineering field. So it's just that's exactly what happens. And then, of course, our goal to work Girl Scouts, which is our highest achievement, and that's where we have CEOs of companies, we have public office, executive roles, and they are the leaders in our community, making significant impact.
That's phenomenal stuff. What are the requirements to sign up, and how can parents or grandparents or whoever go to sign up their girl to be a Girl Scout?
Absolutely. You can come visit us at joingirlscoutsnc.org. We've got a heartfelt invitation to everybody listening. We need volunteers with families and, of course, our amazing Girl Scouts so we can help these young women develop the skills they need to lead and succeed.
Okay.
Again, that's joingirlscoutsnc.org.
Do you have a favorite kind of cookie?
I'm a caramel delight gal.
Oh, okay.
How about yourself?
It's the peanut butters. The tag-alongs, is that it?
Yeah, that tag-along, peanut butter patty.
Oh, man. Tell you. Lisa, what's the biggest thing that you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
Well, just the importance of the impact that Girl Scouts can have on building the confidence and building the strength of those young individuals. Knowing that there is a safe space that can assist that a girl find her best self and be a part of a sisterhood that really provides a safe and fun environment to learn those new skills.
That's great stuff. Lisa Jones, who's the CEO of the Girl Scouts of the North Carolina Coastal Pines. Lisa, thanks so much for your time this morning. Certainly appreciate it. And look forward to visiting again sometime soon.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Hope you have a wonderful morning.
You as well. Thank you so much.